Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2250. Are home warranties worth it? By Mike Ballou of Eggstack.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Thanks for joining Optimal Finance Daily, the show that's all about improving your financial life. Happy to be here sharing another article with you that will help you do just that. So for now, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Are home warranties worth it? By Mike Ballou of Eggstack.com. No, home warranties are not worth it. Home warranties are forced savings for people who don't have the self-discipline to save. Items that predictably wear out from normal use are not good applications for insurance. Good insurance. There are two kinds of insurance in this world: good insurance and bad insurance. Good insurance is relatively inexpensive and it covers tragedies which are highly unlikely to occur. But if it did, you would be completely wiped out. An example of good insurance is homeowner's insurance. If you own a home and have a mortgage, you have homeowner's insurance. Homeowner's insurance covers calamities such as fires, earthquakes, floods, tornadoes, and hurricanes, depending on the policy. It's relatively inexpensive considering how much it pays if you have a claim. On average, homeowner's insurance costs about $100 per month. If your home burns to the ground, the insurance company is on the hook for the home's entire value. Homeowner's insurance is inexpensive because there is little risk that something like that will happen to you. Do things like that happen? Sure, every day. But will they happen to you? Highly unlikely. Bad insurance. Bad insurance is just the opposite. It costs a lot and pays very little. A home warranty is an example of bad insurance. Home warranties cost anywhere from $300 to $900 per month. Yet if you have a claim, they don't pay anywhere near what homeowner's insurance would pay if your home burned down. Home warranties come with numerous deductibles, limitations, and exclusions. Chances are, if you have a home warranty and you file a claim, you'll be disappointed with the results. Is there something illegitimate going on here? No, not at all. Home warranties are perfectly legit, and people who buy them get exactly what they sign up for. The items typically covered by a home warranty include major appliances like refrigerators and washing machines, as well as a home's heating and cooling system and water heater. The useful lives of those items are well documented. It's not a mystery if your heating and cooling system stops working after 15 years, or your washing machine conks out when it's 10 years old. What is insurance? Let's step back for a moment and examine the basic concept of insurance. What is it? In the simplest terms, insurance is a group of people pooling their money together to cover the cost of something catastrophic happening to one of them. Insurance exists so that a person with the misfortune of experiencing a major calamity does not have to pay for it all themselves. Insurance performs well when the risk is low and the potential damages are high, like homeowner's insurance. The low risk drives down the cost, making it affordable for everyone. Conversely, when the risk is high and the damages are low, insurance performs poorly, like a home warranty. The premiums get pricey and you don't get as much bang for your buck. As we said at the outset, home warranties are essentially forced savings for people who cannot save on their own. If you set aside an amount of money equal to the typical home warranty premium each month, you should have more than enough to replace household items when they wear out. Self-insurance versus home warranty. The concept of self-insurance is nothing new. In fact, we do it every day. Most anything that you pay out of your pocket instead of going through an insurance company is a form of self-insurance. Here's a question. Do you ever get hungry? Sure you do. Everyone does. Do you have hunger insurance? No, that would be ridiculous. When you get hungry, you go to the store or a restaurant and you get something to eat. It's the same with owning a home. Every day you use the items in your home and it's perfectly natural for them to wear out. It's predictable, like getting hungry. You don't need to insure against things that are totally predictable. Insurance companies. Insurance companies are in business to make money. If they don't make money, they go out of business. How do insurance companies make money? By taking in more money than they pay out. On top of taking in more than they pay out, insurance companies take in enough to pay for all their business expenses, like television commercials, office buildings, and the salaries of everyone who works for them. The CEO alone makes more money in a year than most people make in a lifetime. If insurance companies have enough money to pay for all that, doesn't it make sense that you're better off insuring yourself? You get to keep the extra money that would have gone to pay for the insurance company's advertising and payroll and other costs. Closing thoughts. With the exception of insuring against low-risk, high-damage disasters like those covered by homeowners insurance, you're usually better off insuring yourself. You don't need a home warranty. Take the money you would have spent on a home warranty and put it in the bank. You'll have more than enough to maintain your home, and with what's left over, you can go on a nice vacation. You just listened to the post titled, "Are Home Warranties Worth It?" by Mike Ballou of eggstack.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I think of a warranty as a type of insurance, and when you're more financially secure, you have less of a need for insurance. So for example, I need catastrophic health, car, and home insurance, but I don't need warranties or insurance on my laptop and cell phone. That's because if these items were lost, stolen, or broken, I could easily replace them. I also experienced firsthand why a home warranty isn't worth it. When I bought my house, the seller paid for a home warranty the first year. So moving into year two, I paid $500 to renew the policy. I thought this was a good idea as I anticipated that my HVAC system and water heater would need to be replaced in the near future. However, the only big issue I had where I tried to use my home warranty was for a broken pipe in my basement floor. It turns out that if the pipe would have been behind a wall, it would have been covered. But because it was under the floor, it wasn't covered. This repair ended up costing me $500. Another time, I had a dishwasher leak and the service call fee was $100 under the warranty. But if I didn't have the warranty, I would have paid $150 for the service call. In my experience, it just wasn't worth it. And that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. Thank you so much for joining today and every day. And I look forward to being with you here again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.